Hello everyone, just gonna record this quickly before I go to bed, although I always say it's quickly, but it never winds up being quickly. I got some new glass yesterday. I actually had to go down to the beaches. Now the beaches are like 2.5 hours away from my house via streetcar. It's one streetcar though, and I'm basically going from my place, which is like nearly the end of the line, to the other end of the line. So it's like, whoa, that's a long fucking distance. So I went there, though, because there's a glass shop there. I forgot what it was called. The Peace Pipe. This place is in Oshawa as well. And the reason that how I got to go to that place was some dude on YouTube was hitting his gear bong with a gear inline ash catcher. I'm like, wait a minute, gear doesn't make inline ash catchers. What are you talking about? And then a dude in the comments, who was also from Toronto, was kind enough to advise me where to get one, because at my usual head shops, you know, I don't have it. Because I have a gear bong, an original and authentic gear bong from a licensed retailer. And I wanted a matching inline for it. I mean, I have my Haas inline, but I mainly use that with Mr. Fusion. And so this thing hits really awesome. Another thing that I got from there was another Sherlock Holmes attachment glass mouthpiece, which basically means I can take all my 14mm ash catchers and essentially turn them into hand pipes, or bubblers, rather. I thought that was awesome, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Came with the clip and everything. What was the other thing I got? And of course, I got me something called a Smoke Buddy. Smoke Buddy is the best fucking thing ever invented. What it is, it's a personal carbon filter, which essentially means that you exhale into it, and no smoke or smell comes out of the other end, just air. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And it's good for like 800 or 500 puffs, 500 hits, which is a lot. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I tested it out. Everyone in YouTube gives it a stellar review. And so I figured, let's find out for myself. And I did, and it wound up being fucking awesome. So what else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. I was arguing with Phil today about Nintendo Wii U. I'm basically saying that the fucking console's gonna tank. And that's what I'm saying. The console's gonna tank. I would fully expect that at E3 2012, we are gonna see a new Xbox. I think Sony will be the last one. Again. And they'll be the last one to bring out their console. Thing is, though, is Victor and I have been talking about this a lot, and I don't want to say it. Pactor says that Nintendo's going to turn to Sega. Now, I kind of believe that, but I kind of don't. If Nintendo keeps, you know, if this thing does not deliver more juice than the 360 or the PS3, and I doubt it's going to put up more juice than the PS3. The PS3 is a fine machine. It is a fine machine. I may not be a fan of what Sony's done recently with outsourcing their SecOps team, but I can't say anything bad about their hardware. Their hardware is stellar. I've owned a PlayStation 1, 2, and 3. All consoles still work. And of course, the PS1 I got used from a garage sale. It's a first generation, so it's got the RCA jacks on the back. So it's a very first unit. And what else do I have? My PlayStation 2 is a PS2 Slim. Again, it's still stellar after owning it now for almost six years now. Still works. Still plays. Still fucking works awesome. No replacements or anything. And my PlayStation 3 is loud, but that's because of the dust. It plays great. It plays awesome. You know, it's got full backwards compatibility in mind. Because it's a first gen 60 gig. And I love it. I can't say anything bad about it. Thing is, though, is I don't see Nintendo, you know, breaking records with that Wii U controller. It's a fucking iPad. It's an iPad with a Dreamcast controller that was cut in half. And, you know, and you basically glued both sides to the friggin' thing. To the pad. Now, I was arguing with Phil that, A, it's going to be too expensive. No one's going to buy it. And Nintendo's saying they're going to ship only one. Only sell it with one. They didn't say if it wasn't going to be multi-platform. That's true. I'm sorry, local multiplayer or not. We don't know yet. But it looks like it won't. But we'll see. We don't know that for a fact yet. What else was there? He thinks that the controller is going to cost $80. He's fucking dreaming. I like Philip and all. He's a great guy and I respect him very much. But for him to think that this thing is going to cost you less than $99.99, you've got to be dreaming, okay? I've seen netbooks with similar powerful screens, with 480p screens. I've seen those go, like, multimedia player, ebook reader and all that shit, tablets, for $120. And that's from China. That is directly from China where they're built. $120. Okay, they sell for like $199 here. Okay, if a fucking Chinese manufacturer sells this fucking thing that doesn't have a gyroscope in it, that doesn't have, you know, motion controls in it, that doesn't have the fucking wireless media stream going, or the wireless media stream, I don't know what you call that, little thing, module, I guess, you know, and you mean to tell me all that fucking shit with the built-in lithium battery that thing's gotta take, and God knows what kind of lithium ion that thing's gotta take. You know, bundle all that together. Come on, man. The fucking thing is not going to cost less than $120. Okay? Just the controller fucking alone. Okay? And if it's got a 45 nanometer CPU in it, let's talk about the fucking console itself. It's going to have a 45 nanometer core. Guess what? So does a PS3. And you can buy a PS3, you know, you get the most basic model. You can buy one for $120. And they're often on sale. So, well, $160, I would say. So let's say you take those powerful components, take the Blu-ray drive out, because that's the most expensive part in the PlayStation 3 to begin with. Then you're stuck with about $100. Now, you had a regular ass DVD drive in there, or whatever the fuck it is that Nintendo's going to be using. And you got yourself a $300 console. $120 for the controller. $180 for the hardware. For the actual console. And I cannot imagine this thing outputting more juice than the PS3. I really can't. The Xbox 360 Slim also has a very decent CPU on it now. It's very good. So I'd like to see what Nintendo does. And my biggest argument is all they had was tech demos. I personally feel that Nintendo should not have revealed the Wii U at E3. I think they should have revealed it at the end of the year, you know, when they have their own Nintendo event. I forgot what it was. I know there's one after Tokyo Game Show, always. It's an event down there, that's all I know. Whatever it is, at that event, that's when they should have done it. They should not have done it now, because there's still two hardware revisions away from the final hardware that's going to be mass-produced. Okay, now, as far as the Wii U demos they had at E3, how the fuck did people know they were actually playing on a Wii U and not on a fucking PC or a dev unit? You know what I mean? Well, of course it's going to be a dev unit. It's going to be a prototype. But honestly, going back to my original point, who the fuck wants a fucking tablet on their lap? Okay, from what I'm expecting, you know how big that thing is? Like back in the day, we used to have, what was it? We used to have these picture music books. They kind of looked like a tablet like that, except there was a book thing in the middle, and you could take a pen and you could touch the different things that would, and it would make the sound and would say what it is, and it would help you read. Like Leapfrog has something like that too. Anyways, we had one of those back in the day, and it was as big as that. That's what this fucking thing reminds me of. It reminds me of some fucking Fisher-Price toy. And I mean, yeah, sure, look, it's got state-of-the-art, and it's got a camera, and like a 0.7 megapixel fucking camera, and who gives a fuck? 0.7 megapixels. Okay, and the video doesn't look like it's going to be smooth, at least from what they show in the demo, but that's still in development, so yeah, I'm going to have to withdraw that. I can't use that. But either way, that controller is ridiculous, and it's going to be ridiculously expensive. Is Nintendo going to be profitable? I think, of course, they will be. But I don't think they're going to reel in as much money as they did with the Wii. You know. And I don't know, man. I forgot which show that I listened to where they said, you know, at this point, Nintendo should just pack it up and go. After the Wii, they should have gone, we made our money, fuck you. And walked away. They could have after all this. I mean, they could all just walk away. But Shigeru Miyamoto needs to keep making games. I mean, you saw how many E3 on stage, how he was reenacting how Link gets items out of the boxes. Like, well, this dude loves his creations. And you know what? That's an artist to me. He loves his creations. He knows what he's created. Although I'm not a Zelda fan. What was I going to say? Either which way, first and foremost, one, I'm going to call it right here. The Wii U controller is going to cost $129.99. It's going to be in between that range. Maybe $115, maybe $120. I would think $120, but somewhere in between $99 and $120, I think. $130. Between that. Three is, even if the unit is as powerful as, or more powerful than the PS3 and 360, for how long? For what, a year? Or two? Before the next Xbox and fucking PlayStation come out? And then Nintendo's gonna be in the dust again. That's gonna suck. Unless you have another hardware revision coming out after that. I don't know, man. It's just very hard for me to have faith in Nintendo. And the other thing is their products no longer appeal to me. I'm still playing Pokemon White. I actually just started playing it again today on the subway. And I must say, I'm sorry, but it feels dated to me. Like, it all feels dated. I mean, they've done a great job. The game's a lot of fun, but it's not going to be one of those that I'm going to start from scratch again and play over. You know? And so far, I've played every Pokemon game twice that I own. But, no, man. Not this time. And I'm not looking forward to another Pokemon after Black and White. I don't want it. Because, like, I'm sorry, but the basis of the game is always going to be the same. I mean, just like in any game. A GTA game will always have its basis. A Saints Row game will always have its basis. You know, there's a certain mechanic to it. So, but I don't know, the mechanic of Pokemon now, or maybe it's just I've grown out of it. It's just, I like it, but I don't want to play any more new ones. You know, I don't want to play any more new ones. Yeah, pretty much, that's what it is. I don't want to play any new ones. Anyhow, it's way past my bedtime. I gotta get up in 5 hours. Less than 5 hours. So, anyways, until next time, toodles.